What a week. The types of things that I do in my life have taken a 90-degree turn this week. It's weird. This is the part where the story gets weird. You know Game of Thrones, where they're running out of from the door under the tree, if that makes any sense, and Hodor's holding the door, and the kid's back in time talking to Hodor, and you're going, what just happened, right? Okay. That was my week. It's like, huh? Conclusion first. I never do Reader's Digest versions. Conclusions, though, I can do. Conclusion first. I've discovered a new type of a video podcast thingy that I can make, and I'm gonna do it. And it's taken off on accident. I accidentally stumbled upon my champagne. You know, champagne was an accident. Okay, Tabasco sauce, I think, was also an accident. I had this video that I wanted to make talking to a friend. And so I made it and put it up. And it just the response from this was amazing. This is great stuff. And so I'm now making these motivational videos. I've done three of them. And the response on Instagram, TikTok, it's amazing. It is utterly amazing. I mean, it's just amazing the response that I'm getting out of these videos. So, the story is, my buddy Jayan, about a month ago, was doing a competition. After the competition, people were just playing around on the skate floor, and he was jumping up over this barrier, and we're talking 9-10 feet tall, and he was trying to kept going farther and farther away. And then he tumbled over it and smacked on the ground, literally bounced 2 inches up off of it. I was recording. My buddy Lahi was on the other side of the area recording from the opposite angle. And so he put the video up on Instagram, and people started calling. People wanted to repost it. It went nuts. And he got ultra famous on Instagram from that. So I'm happy for him because he's famous on YouTube, should be famous on Instagram. So there you go. It's justice. Well, I did that video. I've used it a couple times. He's used it more than once in YouTube videos and Instagram. But it's hard for me to watch that video. I mean, that's my friend. And here he is tumbling. He's reaching out. He's trying to put his hand down to stop from falling. He can't. He's tumbling. He's reaching out. There's nothing to grab onto. Hits the ground, bounces 2 inches off the ground, and then freezes up, locks up, and starts shaking in shock. All right. I just really wanted to talk to some people about some decisions they were making. I just wanted to make a video. You know, watching this video I made with Jayan, it's hard to watch him fall and get hurt like that. Oh, he's fine. No, he went to the hospital. It was a few weeks. It was just shock to the body, basically. Just some disorientation. A month later, he was totally back to normal. Well, he decided, you know, to use a helmet in the future. And so did a lot of people. There was a lot of good that came out of that. So I did this video where I basically tell you, say what I told you. Say, you know, here's a video, giant, normal speed, slow motion. He's falling, he's bouncing. That's hard to watch. And it's hard to watch you. It's hard to watch you make your bad choices. It's hard to watch you tumble and fall. It's not my business, but it hurts to watch you. You know, so I've got this passionate, you know, motivational speech. We're talking Rocky Balboa, 2006. Life ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a mean and nasty place, and nobody's going to hit harder than life. You're better than that. Okay, you know, so, you know, these are a thing. These motivational type videos, you can find them. You can go searching for them. YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. and you can find videos like this. So what happened was I made the video, but I wasn't sure if I wanted to put it up yet. And then Jayan put up his video on YouTube for the week, and he was using that same footage of all times of all videos that he makes. It's like, what? I thought that you'd already used that three times and I'd use it three times and we were done with it. But wait, I'm coming out with something. And so he's like, yeah, this was me. I fell. I should wear a helmet. And that was his YouTube video. I'm like, we've all got the same friends. They're all watching his video on this footage. Mine's all ready to go. I think it's time for me to put up mine. So I put it up. I tagged him in it. And he's, and you know, he loves the attention. You know, it's, oh, yay, someone's using me in videos. That's great. That's awesome. So I didn't have to ask him. And so he calls me right away at midnight. Like, the video goes up. It's a three-minute video. 3 minutes later, he calls me. This is awesome. Jesse, you need to do videos like this. This is, you know, the motivational videos, you know, where the guy's yelling at the camera and it just makes you just think that you're just, you can just go out and get it. You're like, and they're just, yeah, you've got to do that. You've got to do more videos like this. This is great. Do more. And so I did. I did two more. And what's happened was I had 32 followers on TikTok. No. Three videos later, it's 41 followers. But every one of these videos gets 800 to 900 views. It's like clockwork. And they get a lot of likes. I get more likes than I have subscribers. I have followers or whatever. Whatever they do on TikTok. Don't tell my mother I do TikTok, because she doesn't know what TikTok is, but I at least don't want her to know that, because it's bad if you do TikTok, right? Right. Right. Everybody's secretly doing TikTok. Yeah, but they don't want to admit it, but it's, yeah. So, no, Instagram, you know, I 20% likes. People are sharing them. I've got a bodybuilder friend from the gym. He's calling me saying, Jesse. Yeah, I mean, I encouraged him. He went to a competition, didn't place. I'm like, you got a handsome, sexy body. I don't know what, you know, the form, the muscles, the ratios of what you've got. Your body is good. You should be winning competitions. I don't know why. He says, because I'm not tall. They want tall guys. I said, don't give up. The judges were wrong. He goes to the next competition, places third. Thank you very much. So this guy's, I mean, I've been cheering him on doing this motivational stuff with my buddies at the gym. Well, he sees these videos coming out of me, and I'm not saying go do it. I'm saying, you know, be honest with yourself. You know, don't make excuses for yourself. You've got to learn to love yourself. The reason you're failing is because you hate yourself. You got to learn to accept yourself as you are. Okay, you know, you get the right. So I go off on those. So he loved these. Like the response from him was amazing. Another buddy from the gym, a video maker. He says, Jesse, this is awesome stuff. All my friends love these. This is good. You need to keep doing this. So I get this feedback from people. And it's interesting because the people who started following me on Instagram and the people who started following this stuff on TikTok, these are movers and shakers. These are the kids. These are the guys that are out there. They're athletes. They've got positive followings on social media. They've got, you know, they're kids that place in local skate competitions. They place in bodybuilding competitions. They're going to filming school and they're like very serious about, like, these are people that are highly motivated and they're loving these. And you know, that's correct. You know that your motivational stuff is useful if it's appreciated by people that have big goals and therefore like good motivation. So they're looking at all kinds of motivational stuff and they like it. So anyhow, that kind of took up my week. I just didn't get to coding. I've spent any of my coding days. I think I spent two coding days with a buddy, Julian. Julian. Yeah, Julian. You might know of Julian if you follow my, yeah, Julian. He's my buddy on my Taiwan account. Yeah, he's going to college in America soon. And so we're doing as much skate stuff. Well, I did videos with him, but doing as much skate stuff with him as I can. Oh, yeah, had another hot date this morning, you know, lunch date. It's like 4 hours. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was, well, we haven't seen each other because of COVID lockdown. And, Oh, of course we had our little friendly go-arounds. Or what relationship doesn't have them? Love you. See you tomorrow.